여러분, 안녕하세요. I'm Angelique Voices, and welcome back to the Polyglottal Stop. This is a podcast on language, language learning, and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view. Remember, you can always find me at Polyglottal Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Please, you know, leave me a comment, send me a message, whatever you like. This is Micro Monday, episode 6. And as you can tell from the title, it's a little bit silly. Let me explain. So for the month of November, this month, I have undertaken a challenge where I have to not eat bread. Why would I do that, you ask? I know, right? Because bread is delicious. And as such, this has been a bit of a challenging month for me, which is, I suppose, why it's called a challenge. Anyway, I've decided that for Micro Monday episode 6, I'm just going to teach you how to say I like bread or I love bread in a few different languages, a few different ways. And I hope that if nothing else, you come away from this episode knowing how to say you love bread in at least one language other than your own, even if you don't actually love bread. It's a sentence you may use one day. I don't know. I'm using it right now. So hey, life works in mysterious ways. So let's start with French. En français, we would say, that rhymes, we would say j'aime le pain. J'aime le pain. J'aime, I like or I love, le, the, pain, bread. And it's funny that bread in French is spelled P-A-I-N, which is the same as pain in English because I feel pain when I can't eat bread. folks, sorry about that. So, j'aime le pain, j'aime le pain. Or j'aime le pain if you're Québécois. I'm so sorry, that was really bad. Next language, Spanish. Let's go to Spanish next. If you want to say, I like bread, you would just say, me gusta el pan. Me gusta el pan. Me gusta el pan. Fun thing about Spanish is you're actually saying bread pleases me, right? So it's me gusta, not yo gusto, for example. Or if you want to say, I love bread, maybe you could say, me encanta el pan. Me encanta el pan. Me encanta el pan. But I'm not sure if you would use that verb with food. So do more research on that. But for sure, you can say me gusta el pan. You can say j'aime le pain. J'adore le pain. And next one would be, let's do Korean. Okay, so for Korean, bread in Korean is bang. Bang. It's a double consonant b sound, so it's a sang biup. I'm not very good at the double consonants in pronouncing them, so forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong. But anyway, if you want to just say, I like bread, you can say 빵이 좋아요. 빵이 좋아요. 빵이 좋아요. Or you could say 빵을 좋아해요. But don't worry about that. I know that 사랑하다 is to love. So if you want to say I love you, you would say, you know, 사랑해요. But I don't know if you can use 사랑하다 with food. So instead of saying that, let's go with I really like bread. So you would say 빵이 너무 좋아요. 빵이 너무 좋아요. 너무 means too, but in Korean you can use it in a positive way. So you're basically saying, I like it too much. I like it a lot. So 빵이 너무 좋아요. What's next? Portuguese? Let's go with Portuguese. It's very similar to Spanish, I believe. It's like, so here's my thing about Portuguese. I feel like Portuguese is a combination of French and Spanish and Italian all wrapped into one language. And so what I'm about to say makes sense given that that's how I think of Portuguese. Here's how you say it. Eu gosto de pão. Eu gosto de pão. The reason I say it's a mix of French and Spanish is it's I like bread. Like in French, you just say j'aime le pain. But it's gosto, which sounds like gostar, you know? So anyway, in Portuguese, eu gosto de pão. Eu gosto de pão. Pão is bread. And last but not least, German. Ich liebe Brot. Brot is bread. Ich is I. Liebe is love. So very similar to the structure in English. I love bread. Ich liebe Brot. Ich liebe Brot. That's it. I like bread. J'aime le pain. Me gusta el pan. Pani joyo. Eu gosto de pão. Ich liebe Brot. I hope you learned something new today. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, you can always find me at Polyglottal Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Please interact with me. Tell me how to say I love bread in your language, in another language. If there's another sentence you want me to translate, please let me know as well. So reach out to me on social media and come back on Thursday for the next episode. In the meantime, do remember that Black lives still matter. Happy learning. Tschüss.